Good morning and welcome to our opening day of classes and our opening day of chapel. It's such a privilege to have all of you in God's house as we begin this academic year. And just to give you a few maybe housekeeping things and so on before we begin our season of chapel. Jesus commanded that we should teach people everything that he has commanded us to teach. St. Paul refers to the whole counsel of God. If you take out your hymn book, take out the hymn book next to you and turn to, not the hymn, but page number 202 in the front part of your hymn book, way up in the front. So it's before the first hymn, page 202 and 203, pages 202 and 203. You'll see what is called the historic lectionary. And basically what this is way back in the very, very early Christian church, in the first hundreds of years, they established a series of special readings so that by the time you made it through an entire year, you pretty much learned the whole counsel of God. And in our chapel services, we're going to follow the themes from that. So every week there will be different themes that get carried through with the readings that we'll have and the little devotions and sermons that we'll have as well. Just another quick thing about your about the hymn books. When you put them away in the little bracket next to you, please put them spine down. That saves a lot of time for our custodians. But spine down so that it doesn't wreck the book. If you put them in the other way, it kind of wrecks the book. Also, if you would take your bulletins when we're done and bring those back to the stand and put those on the stand, that would be great. We typically like to stand when we sing our hymns. We sing better when we stand. So let's join now in singing our opening hymn number 160. Please note the verses and let us rise to sing. Our scripture reading for today is taken from the book of Proverbs, the second chapter, beginning with verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. You may be seated. The first week that I was at Bethany College years ago, in the 1800s, just kidding, but the first week that I was at Bethany College, I tried out for a play. I was 17 years old, And I sat, or I had, there was a panel of about three, four people. I had to read in front of different parts for this play. The play was called Blithe Spirit. And I ended up getting assigned a part to play someone who's actually now about my age, a fossil, and had to have my hair silvered and wear a mustache and smoke a cigarette on stage and everything. I had to play the part of a doctor. And the night of dress rehearsal, this was in the what would be the older gym. The night of dress rehearsal, we took a break for about an hour. And I was all now in my costume and had my hair silvered out and this fake mustache on. I looked like Jimmy Fallon probably. And my parents' home was only about a block away from campus. So I thought, I'm going to go try and see if my mom recognizes me. So I went to our front door and I knocked. And my mom came to the door and looked through the window, and she had that look on her face that I interpreted like she's going to play along with the joke, kind of a smile. And as she opened the door, she said, "Can I help you?" And I said, real funny, and I grabbed the screen door to come in, and she pushed me out on the steps and slammed the door and looked at me. She didn't recognize me. And I thought, that's pretty good makeup, you know. If you can fool your mom from 3 feet away. But when I was in that play, I was assigned a book, a script, for the part that I was to play. And I now had this role, and I was supposed to become this individual while we were doing that play. Now, think of that a little bit like your life. In a sense, you've been assigned a certain role and a script to your life. There are some things that are very determined and set, predetermined for you already. Think of the play, in a sense, as this is your life. And this has just been handed to you now. And when you were a little child, you started to kind of figure this out. I've got this thing now that's called my life. And I'm apparently supposed to play a part in it. And I'm supposed to do something in this and do something with this part that has been assigned to me. And it's a play that's been going on for thousands of years. And it has had a cast of billions on the earth. William Shakespeare once said this in his play called As You Like It, "All the world is a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts." So there are things about the part that has been assigned to you that are very specific. There are things about the role that you've been asked to now live out in this life. There are things that have been predetermined, like where you would be born. You didn't get to decide that at all. Or who your mom and dad would be. Or how tall you would get to be, what your bone structure would be like, how your teeth would line up, what color your eyes would be, what your hair would be like, what color your hair would be like, who your siblings would be, where you would fall in the birth order, who your relatives would be. There are so many things about your particular part in all of this that has been preset and pre-established for you. And you've just learned it now. When you get the script to your life, you're living it, you're in the middle of it, and here it is, and now you're living it out, and all of this stuff now has been preset for you, and possibly predetermined for you inside of your own body, might even be some diseases that you had no idea about, and maybe someday will even bring your life to an end. But here you are, you're on this stage of your life, starting this new school year. This is a very important act that now is beginning in your life. So many of these things have been selected for you, and so here we are in life trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to do with this thing, this life that's been given to me? How am I supposed to now act this out in a way that makes any difference? About the time that our sophomores here were being born, there was a movie that came out. It was called The Man Who Knew Too Little. It was a movie starring Bill Murray, and he basically goes to visit his brother who lives in London, and his brother is going to be gone one night and sets up for him to be involved in a reality TV show. And so Bill Murray, the actor, believes that he's being videotaped as he goes around the city of London. Well, it turns out he accidentally falls into a real-life mob plot where he's possibly in danger of his life and his life coming to an end, and he's really not aware of it. One of the difficult things about this life that we're in, this play that we're in, is that it has an end to it. There's an exit strategy for your character, for the part that you're playing. But unlike most movie scripts or play scripts that are handed to you, you just don't know when it's going to happen. It's completely unknown to you. And so God, the very God that made you, the God that established where you would live, the God who established who your parents would be and how tall you would be and all of that, the God of the heavens and the earth has chosen to intervene and to step into your life and to become part of this. He has chosen to send his own son into the world in order to buy you back from all of the guilt and the sin that I have, that you have before him, to pay for those sins so that we could have peace with God. He sent his son into the world to live out the very life that you and I could not live. This loving God that made you and put you where you are in the world doesn't want your life to just end up in a grave someday. And that's why he's taken these steps to save you. This room, this sanctuary, is dedicated to making sure we understand that and know that and keep that focus in life. The beautiful altar painting behind me depicts the three major scenes from the life of your Savior, how God's own Son came into the world, was born for you, lived for you, died for you, taking all of your guilt on the cross, and then rose again victoriously. Think of this in a sense like the scenery of your life, how God would have you view your life. This is now the set in which your life should be seen and known and understood. And when you come into this room and into this sanctuary and hear the word of God as it is taught to you and preached from this pulpit and read to you, and when we pray and sing together, think about this being the setting for your entire life. There's some very gifted actors in our day and age, Bryan Cranston and Tom Hanks and Scarlett Johansson. She's already been in 40 movies in her young career, partly because she's just such a gifted actress. And they take a part and kind of make it their own. Bethany is here to help you take this part that's been given to you and make it your own. Put your stamp on it. Use the gifts and the abilities and the talents. It's just amazing what's sitting out here in all the people in this sanctuary. To take these talents and gifts and the intellect you have and to use them in such a way to glorify your God, to glorify the one that's going to take you out of your grave to heaven someday through faith in your Savior. And so the faculty here and the staff here on this campus is dedicated to help you learn and understand better your part in all of this and how to live it out and how to play it out in your life for the welfare of other people, for yourself, and especially for the glory of God. So I encourage you to make chapel a regular part of your life and make this the place where you come in and keep a proper perspective and the proper setting for the backdrop of your life. The text that we read says again, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." May God bless your new academic year. Amen. Let us rise for prayer. And today we also keep in our prayers one of our faculty members, Erling Teigen, who is recovering from a stroke. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of Professor Teigen, and we thank you for bringing him safely through this and giving him such good medical care. We pray now that if it is your will, that you would restore him once again to full health. As we begin this new year, we pray that your hand would guide and direct each of us in our studies and all other activities. Grant us good health and protection as we enter this new and important phase of our lives. Help us to make decisions which will be a blessing for both ourselves and others. Bless the friendships and relationships which are established. Take away all our fears and trepidation and give each student a knowledge of your presence through your word. We ask this all in the name of your Son, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen.